This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday, I asked the question, where is God when it hurts? Is God up there throwing suffering at some poor person who doesn't deserve it? And this question, why? It's almost a puzzle there. The most helpful picture of God is not God who sort of looks down and says, hey, you've sinned against me, I'll shake the very earth under your feet, and you, I'll send some lightning to strike the engine of your plane. And as for you, well, a heart attack during your morning drive to work is what I've got in mind. No, that's ridiculous. That's not who God is. I heard a grandmother, she was trying to teach her granddaughter about how God is involved in day-to-day lives. And so as they played in the background, she pointed to the flowers and said, Sally, do you know who made the flowers? Well, God made the flowers. And when it started to rain, well, Sally, do you know who made the rain? And God made the rain. And later that day, the little girl made a real mess in the living room floor. And a grandmother cried out, Sally, who made this mess? And the little girl answered very proudly, God made the mess. I think we need to be careful when we talk about God's relationship with the world that we don't end up saying that God made the mess. God made a world where messes are possible, but he didn't make the mess. God's power is not controlling every single thing or causing disasters. And nor is it the power which merely sits on a throne, someone who doesn't care. I think the Christian description of God is something very simple, and that is that God is love. It's his love that defines God's power. And sometimes terrible things, earthquakes, terrorist attacks, plane crashes, these things happen. But that doesn't mean that God willed these horrible events any more than a parent wants skinned knees or broken arms from their child. And it doesn't mean that God is forgotten or has forgotten about us. No, with love like that of a father or mother, God sheds tears with us when lives are lost. It's quite obvious from Scripture that God grieves with us and hurts with us when tragedy strikes. Jesus knew what pain was all about. Remember that Jesus was human as well as divine, and the profound statement is found in Matthew chapter 27. As Jesus was taken to the cross and in immense suffering, he shouted out, my God, why have you deserted me? So if you're talking about pain and anguish, the Son of God felt that his Father had deserted him in his hour of greatest need. But the rest of the Scripture, for example, Hebrews 13:5 says, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You may have heard of the story of Joni Erickson Tada as a teenager, was paralyzed in a diving accident. She was and still is a quadriplegic, and it took a long time for her to make sense of this terrible disaster. She said, a part of the quiet rage that I felt was anger against God. I ranted and raved at him. Now, I think it's better, she said, to get angry at God than to walk away from him. It's better, honestly, to confront our real feelings and let him know this is how we feel. It's far better than pasting on a toothpaste smile and going around pretending you're not hurting. There it is. God sometimes permits what he hates to accomplish what he loves. And I think that's a very profound, important statement. Let me say it again. God sometimes permits what he hates to accomplish what he loves. In the last book of Philip Yancey's amazing book that I spoke about yesterday, Where is God When It Hurts?, is the question, how does faith help? And he points out, and it's a good book to read, that Christ is the only head of a religion that came down to join us and to experience our suffering personally. When we look at how much Jesus suffered on the cross, we realize that he truly does understand what we go through. The Bible tells me that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So where is God when it hurts, when your life is thrown upside down? God is there with you. Heavenly Father, I see much sadness around me today, people who have no purpose, lost their way. They don't have much to look forward to. I pray that you will lead me to one person who needs a word of hope, and thank you that I can understand, or try to understand, that you are with me in the bad times. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.